It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show. KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Anthem, we welcome you to Olathe, Kansas, where this evening, in the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and the Ravens are being hosted by Mid-America Nazarene. This ladies' game first coming up here very shortly is going to be for the championship of the regular season of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph producing and engineering in the Game Radio Sports Studios, handling all that complicated stuff. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. It is great to be with you. And courtside is a little bit of a misnomer. I am, just quickly, Chief, after so you kind of get a little bit of a gist of this, I am behind the scorer's table and on the mezzanine. Last year for the conference championship game, the tournament championship game, I was across the way many years, a bit on the scorer's table, but now behind the scorer's table and up on the balcony. It's really a pretty good place to watch a ball game here at the arena on Rocky Lamar Court. The Father Goodness announcer introduced the starters to the crowd on hand and allow me to do that for you. First of all, for Mid-America, under head coach John Lewis, Mid-America, 22-3, 18-1 in the conference. We're going to be starting Zylie Worth. She's a 6-foot sophomore out of Hillsboro, Kansas. You're going to get Mary Luker from Sabetha. She's a 5'8" junior. Aubrey Rogers, a hometown product from here in Olathe, a senior at 5'8". You'll have Grace Carlson out of Cedar Springs, Michigan. She is a sophomore at 5'7". And rounding up the Mid-America starting five from Fall Fairgrove, Missouri, it is a 6-foot junior, Cameron Green. So from Mid-America, it'll be Worth, Lucas, Rogers, Carlson, and Green. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, well, Benedictine, you know what? They're also 18-1 of the conference. They're 22-5 of the season, and they're going to be starting the regular five with Riley Brueggemann, the 5'8" junior from Lenexa, Kansas. Out of Corning, the freshman at 5'7", it's Owen Dieters. He'll move toward the front line, finding Michaela Bauman, a senior at 5'8" from Blair, Nebraska. And then the sisters from Iowa, out of Adele. It'll be Nicole Stork. She's a 5'11" junior. And Kelly Stork, the 6'1" freshman. All of the other games in the conference I think, are in the book a moment ago. There was one game that was still in the waning moments. And the good news at Mid-America, they got really cool lights. They got blue and red lights that they're flashing down on the floor. The really bad news is they can't get the white lights to come back up. Now we're playing under red lights. So I think the onset of the ball game may be delayed just a little bit. The officials have not come over to the scorer's table. And I think we've got one of the guys that handles maintenance. He's down there. I'm assuming he's going to get this stuff kind of squared away. Not exactly how Mid-America wanted to host this game here this afternoon. A look at the other games that have gone on around the conference today. William Woods at home falls to Mount Mercy, 61-50. It was Thursday. No problem. At home with Central Methodist, 86-67. Graceland defeated Baker, 74-69. It was Missouri Valley in a low-scoring game, 63-41 over William Penn. And the one game that just finally went final moments ago, Culver Stockton, a squeaker at home. They win over Clark, 79-75. There is still one game going on, and with 2 minutes to play, Missouri Baptist leads Park, 50-47. Then we've got the Sports Information Director, Chad Jenkins, down there, and he's underneath the table on his hands and knees plugging in stuff. And, well, I'm sure they're hoping very much, as this is a feature game, that they're going to be able to play it here tonight. The good news is, in Olathe, there are lots of high schools within a few blocks, and all of them with some really fantastic gymnasiums. And I'm not sure if we'll be busting over there or not, but we'll see how this all shakes out. Guys, game is going to be coming up after this one with an anticipated 7 o'clock tip-off. And, of course, you'll be hearing the guys game also live right here on KIR Radio. The crowd, it's a nice crowd. Not maybe quite the crowd I thought. And, again, perhaps there are going to be a lot of people who never saw the thing that came across yesterday afternoon that they changed the time. I never saw the thing. Fortunately, Gus gives me a call and said, hey, you know this game's been moved to 5? I'm like, no, but thank you, man. Yeah, I had not heard that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who had not heard that. And I think the lights are beginning to come on and come up now. So I think we're going to get this thing underway yet. Mid-America moved here into the Bell Family Arena. I feel like it's not so many years ago, but I'm sure it's many, many more than you might have thought. As they used to play across campus in the old land gym. Kind of a unique building in its own right. And right now we've got everybody just kind of standing around. The teams are all amped up. Okay, they're all warmed up. They're getting ready to go. Then introductions, but a PA guy. And all the excitement, all the fanfare, and they're ready to get on the floor. And nothing. Now everybody's just kind of standing around. And that is not good for the players. It's not good for the fans. It's not good, is what it is, but we're going to handle that. I tell you what, Joseph, let's get our first break of the ball game out of the way. What do you say? We are not yet underway. Little tech difficulties here in the Bell Family Arena. We'll be back here in Olathe right after this.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas, where in lieu of the ball game, the pep band here for Mid-America is striking up a lively tune to try to keep everybody somewhat entertained and their minds occupied and to continue to be focused on what we hope is an event that is going to transpire here tonight. What an embarrassing situation feel bad for the good folks here at Mid-America to be suffering with whatever issue it is that they're suffering with. But again, technical difficulties, technical issues. The boards are lit. The player numbers are up. And so it looks like we've got clocks. Again, we finally got rid of the colored lights that they were using for the team introductions, and we've got white lights, although I'm going to be very candid. What are you going to do? If the Ravens fans looking up at me with their hands up in the air like, the heck's going on? I wish I could tell you. I wish I knew. I tell you, a lot of games went on around the care listing area last night. You had Jake and Jeremy doing the scoreboard show last night. So you got a lot of scores from around. Brackets have begun to come down for the smaller classifications in the state of Kansas. And we'll be getting you the updated Care Radio broadcast schedule. However, it is going to be dominated, I'm going to tell you right off the get, going to be dominated by Benedictine, as men and women's postseason play will begin Tuesday. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and then keep winning, keep playing. Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday for the championship games of the conference tournament. But we're still standing around. The teams are still standing around, and it's a very frustrating circumstance. This game is now about 10 minutes late getting underway, and still not seeing anything that looks like we're ready to go, or even kind of getting close to being ready to go. So we've got that to contend with. Heartbreaking loss for the Kansas Jayhawks this afternoon. Let me rephrase that. Stunning loss for the Kansas Jayhawks at the hands of the Bearcats from Cincinnati. And in Allen Fieldhouse to boot, 20-point loss for Kansas today. That's remarkable, to say the very, very least. A lot of the guys' games in the conference going on and getting toward the end. This game here was supposed to have been a regular Saturday afternoon, kind of a double dip. But then Mid-America called up and said, hey, we got stuff going on. We can't man all of the activities on campus. So they pushed this game back originally to 5:30, and now they got it to 5. Then they moved it ahead a half an hour to 5 o'clock. So start time of this one has bounced around a little bit. Well, the officials have bounced out on the court. The teams are walking out, and I guess maybe we're going to have basketball here. How about that? Mid-America coming out on the court in the home whites with North Carolina blue lettering and trim. Benedictine in their familiar traveling black uniforms with red and white. Looks like we're ready. Set to go. We hope you enjoy it. Now that we're finally underway, the ball goes up, the tip of the way. Bank comes down with the basketball. We're underway. Mid-America's going to have it up way up top side. Kick it over to the left wing, right in front of the Benedictine bench. They'll be going from right to left across your dial. The beat out on top. The set shot for three. Rims off, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out, pulled down by Stork. Nicole. Ravens are going to outlet quickly to Brueggemann. She's down in the corner, thinking about the three-point shot. Going to have it knocked out of her hands by Luker, but she's going to pick it up and bring it back out top side. And Owen Dieter, a freshman from Corning, Kansas. He'll skip back over to the left wing, over to the block, into the lane. Kelly twists, turns, goes up, gets fouled. They're not going to say it's a foul. They're going to say it was stripped out of her hand and goes out of bounds with no contact. So Benedictine will have it in with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter beneath their goal with 10 on the shot clock. Dieters comes out on top. Here's Nicole. Hands it over to Riley. Brueggemann from 16. Nope. Each team with a shot. Neither team with a bucket. And the rebound is going to be cleared down by Mid-America. Worth is going to bring the bounce well into the forecourt, kicking it down the right side. The Pioneer defense doing a nice job. Now the pass in the middle. Batted by Kelly, but saved. Pioneers will go 10. This is Luker. Way off the mark. Long offensive rebound is going to be hauled in by Rogers. The feet into the lane, backing in, twisting, turning, shooting, and scoring. And the first points of the ball game belong to Zaylee Worth. Mid-America has broken out on top, 2-0. We are at 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with his second possession of the evening brings it over to the right side. Kelly playing it up high. Ravens look a little different offensively in this game. We're not seeing Ruggeman bringing it up the floor. We're seeing Dieters bringing it up. Down the feed in the middle to Nicole. It's up and good for Stork. And the game is tied at 2. 8:10 to go in quarter number one. Is this going to be a low-scoring game? These two teams are being very patient offensively. We're not seeing any fast break, any transition. The ball's going to be knocked away and sent out of bounds off the fingertips of Bergman. They're trying again to feed into the middle to Green. And Cameron Green playing at the 5 for Mid-America. He'll track the ball down, and it'll be put in play down to the baseline, to the right side of the lane by the Pioneers. Mid-America looking to bring it in. It'll be inbounded by Rogers, and as she goes up with a shot on the inbound, the traveling call. Mid-America is going to turn it over. Hear the applause in the background. The Ravens have traveled very well here tonight. There's still plenty of room in the gymnasium. And by plenty, I mean most. 8 minutes to go in quarter number one. It is a 2-2 ball game. Benedictine back on offense. Get pass over to the right side to Bauman. Out on top to Kelly. Nobody steps in front of her, and we're going to have a 3-second violation on Nicole Stork, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 7:50 to play in the first. And again, Mid-America bringing it up the floor. It's going to be Gracie Carlson. She'll bump it out on top to Worth. Saley kicks it over to the right side. Luca comes back out on top to Rogers. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Push it back off on top to Worth. Shot clock at 14. She'll try to go back door, stumbling across the lane. No travel. Out on top. The wide open three missed. And then hit the balls in. It hit the back and rolled up and then rolled in somehow. 3 points for Mary Lukert. Ravens now trail it 5-2. 7:17 to go. Opening quarter. The pass over to the right side is going to be slapped out of bounds by Lukert, and it will go into the Mid-America bench. Michaela Bauman will inbound it from there. Two teams that not only are both 18-1 of the conference, two teams who not only both have 22 wins on the season, but two teams who come into the game on 13-game winning streaks. Doesn't get any better than this. There is no question that this is for the championship of the conference. Here's a little follow-away jump shot. Bergman for 2. It is 5-4 Mid-America at the 6:50 mark of the opening quarter. They will walk into the floor court, and again, down the right side, but then it's going to come Carlson. Got a one-hand push pass over to the corner. Worth has it. They'll feed in the middle. Green backs in, twists, turns, and shoots and scores. First bucket of the ballgame for Cameron Green. 7-4 Pioneers. 6.5 to go in quarter one. Benedictine really having trouble with this defense, and now Mid-America reaches in to try to steal the ball away. And you gotta love when a team reflects the coach, and as the foul was called on Zaylee Words, she spins and lifts at the official, throws her arms to the ceiling. It'll be her first foul of the game. Ravens will bring it into the baseline. It comes quickly. Bergman jumps, shoots, scores. Simple as that. Riley Bergman, who leads Benedictine, is scoring, averaging 20 a ball game. It's now 7-6. Back up with the Pioneers. It's 6:10 to go in the first. They'll kick it to the left side. Lukert will go for 3 this time, and it won't go. And a rebound climbing up from behind. No foul call to the Ravens. Trying to push it. Dieters loses the handle, able to pick it back up on the dribble. Bauman will feed to Stork. Stork on the floor once, twice. Kicked it into Kelly. She's in traffic. The defender reaches in, grabs her. They are both going to tumble to the ground. It'll be a jump ball possession. Ravens. 5:56 to go in the opening quarter. BC will have it in play with 19 on the shot clock. They trail by 1. Owen Dieters will do the inbound. That has been something traditionally she has done through the course of the season. It'll come in to Nicole. Back to Bergman. Bergman guarded by Rogers. Here, Dieters for 3. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Lukert. Mary clears it down, nearly travels with it, but is able to get the shovel pass out in front of her to Carlson. Back over to the left side to Rogers at the baseline. Worth. Rogers will go right in. What Mid-America's doing is passing the ball. Long passes around the outside. Now the feet in the lane, twisting, turning, spinning, no. Bergman with a rebound. Benedictine coming up the floor. Bergman will run it into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. She'll go back door, trying to get it to Kelly, and a defender saw it coming, able to knock it away. Now the ball is on the floor. Bergman is able to pick it up. She'll drive into the lane, kick it underneath to Dieters. And now the ball's going to be knocked away. We're going to get a contact. We get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Owen. Mid-America player is going to slip to the floor, and Dieters is going to be whistled for the foul. It'll be her first. Benedictine team foul one. Lady Ravens are going to make their first duo of substitutions. Coming into the game, you're going to find Diana Moser and Kyla Fitzgerald. 5:12 to go, quarter number one. Mid-America with a basketball. The Ravens are going to pick up defensively at midcourt. It is a one-point Pioneer lead. And again, Rogers will come into the forecourt. Comes it over to the left side to Luker. She's way out top. Kicks it across the floor to the right. Gets it there to Worth. Diney looks into the middle. Dribbles. Pulls up. Goes three. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Nicole comes down with it. And we have a foul on Mid-America on the rebound. For the Pioneers, the foul is going to be on Gentile. And we're going to get our first media break. We're taking the timeout. It's 4:55 to go in the opening quarter in Olathe, Kansas. It's Mid-America 7, Benedictine 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Coming into the ballgame for Mid-America, I mentioned Grayson Gentile. Grayson is a 6'2" freshman from Columbus, Nebraska. On the floor for Benedictine. We've got Bergman bringing the ball up the floor with Moser and Bauman, Nicole Stork, and Fitzgerald. Drive it all the way across beneath the rim. Turning around. Bergman shot. Misses. Rebound. Pulled down. Nicole spins. Shoots and scores. Putting Benedictine in front. 8-7 Lady Ravens. 4 points. Bergman now 4 points for Nicole. And the Ravens have taken a lead. Pass comes over to the right side for Mid-America. For the Pioneers, it's going to be Green with it. She'll go into the lane. Twist, turn, spin. Goes up with the left hand. That was a nice left-handed shot. Cameron Green with four. And the Ravens are going to turn it over on the bad inbound pass. Rogers on top. Nobody defends her. She'll pop a three. Benedictine did not get in front of her. And Andre Rogers' first points of the ball game. It is the second three of the evening. For Mid-America, Benedictine has not hit one from outside. Here's a three by Fitzgerald. It's not even close, and they're going to call her for a travel. A defender got in front of her. She kind of pulled the ball back and then went up a second time for the shot. And the Ravens turned it over now, trailing 12-8. A quick 5 points. A little surge by Mid-America. Coming into the game now for the Pioneers is going to be Mackenzie Manthe. Mackenzie Manthe is a 6'1 senior from Lansing High School. Benedictine back on defense. Pioneers with the basketball leading it by five. They'll swing it out on top. Here's another Rogers three. It's good. Back-to-back threes and no one defending Aubrey Rogers. Benedictine will have to get a hand in her face or she will have a huge night. Moser will take it down the right side as the Lady Ravens find themselves trailing it by seven. Underneath is going to be Nicole. She'll drive it out on top. Lose the handle of the ball. She's going to throw it away. Benedictine with another turnover. Now, kind of Fitzgerald will dive on the basketball. Tie it up. Possession. Pioneers. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America has the ball. They have the home crowd, and now they have a 7-point lead, 15-8. Cross midcourt, and up the floor with it, they're going to come. Swing it over to the right side, lob it out on top. A very long three misses, and two players collide at the top of the key. Against whom is it going to be called? They will call Nicole for the foul. So it'll be Nicole Stork picking up her first foul. Benedictine team foul two. So team fouls are going to be even up in two apiece. And Nicole will check out of the game. The Ravens are going to go to the bench. And into the lineup for BC is going to come Hattie Gross, the 5'8" sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas. 3 minutes of play, quarter number one. Luker brings it off on top. Mid-America with the ball. in the lane, driving it over to the right side. They'll jump it into the corner again. Nobody for defense, and another three. Benedictine beam off the ball, and players are having wide, wide open looks at the rim. That is going to be the first bucket of the game for Grace Carlson, and the Pioneers have hit four threes in the game. The Ravens have hit none. Here's Hattie with it down the right side. BC trailing by 10 early. They cannot let Mid-America at home in front of this home crowd take a big lead early in the game. Here's Dieters with it. Comes over to the right side to Hattie. Gross will feed underneath. Backing in is Kelly. She'll turn, shoot the shot, block. Rebounding it down Mid-America. The Pioneer defense is really dominating in the early going of this game. Pioneers drive down. The shoulder drops. It's a huge collision. There's the offensive call that we were looking for. The official on the far side with an emphatic charging violation. And that brings Coach Lewis way out on the floor. 2:17 to go in the opening quarter. That is going to be the second foul of the game by Zaylee Worth for Mid-America. Ravens will bring it in the backcourt. Again, the Pioneer defense has been absolutely swarming in this game. Mid-America with the basketball and into the forecourt. BC, rather, with the basketball into the forecourt. Dieter, soft side, kicks it over to the left. Kyla Fitzgerald underneath to Kelly. She tries to back in, push pass out on top. Here's a three, won't drop. And the Benedictine long shot will not fall in. Hattie can't get it to go. Here's a three on the other end. Another one! Pioneers are absolutely sizzling. Benedictine finally taking a timeout and are in trouble. With a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter, Mid-America running away early. It's a Pioneers 21, Benedictine 8.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Well, the Lady Pioneers are on a 14-0 run, and they're full court pressure. Benedictine having trouble getting it in, and finally, it'll come into Dieters. She'll bring it up the floor, guarded by Carlson. Takes it across at the center. Ravens got a score on this possession. Thompson is going to be Kelly. Kicks it over. Back over to the left. Down the feet to the block. Kelly will go in. Twist, turn, big collision on top. Shot is up. There's one they need. That will break that running streak for Mid-America as Kelly Stork makes it 21-10. And Benedictine back on the board. Now down 11. The feed into the lane. The turnaround shot missing somehow. And Hattie Grooms coming down with a rebound. BC very fortunate that that shot did not go in. It was halfway through and somehow spun out. Bergman with it on top. Little right-hand dribble. Skip pass over to the left side to Kyla. Out on top, Kelly. Just spin it to the left to Hattie. Feeds to the left side of the lane. Trying to go in. Behind the head pass. The layup is up at good Dieters. What a circus pass in the lane. And a fantastic job by Benedictine to get that shot away. Ravens knocking it down, and the bucket by Owen. Her first points of the game is 21-12. The feed to the left side, the layup, no. The tip up, no. Ravens rebound, and we're going to have a foul on the effort at the board, and crashing in for the Pioneers is going to be Manthe. Here's what Mid-America does. They press hard. They defend hard. They're in your face, in your grill, hands in your eyes, and they are full on all the time. They will reach and bump and push and double team the basketball. Benedictine is going to get it finally into the forecourt. They'll throw the arms in the air as if to say, we did not make any contact, but constantly reaching and constantly bumping with the body. BC with the basketball way out on top, goes to Bergman. Now, Dieters will have her heels in the center circle with 11 on the shot clock. To the left side is Nicole back in the game. Thompson, Kelly. Back over to Brueggemann. Throws it into the baseline. Hattie shot rejected and thrown into the crowd. Hattie Gross from the corner had that thing thrown into the audience by Rogers. We have two on the shot clock. 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine has got to get this one up in a hurry. Peters will bring it in to Brueggemann. She'll sidestep the defender, put up a three, missed it, rebound. Pulled down by May, and that is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the court. After one in Olathe, Mid-America, 21, Benedictine, 12.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
If you look at the numbers, Benedictine is not shooting a bad kind of a percentage. 42.9, almost 43% from the floor. Mid-America hitting 53.3, but the big deal is the outside shot. The Pioneers are 5 of 9 from three-point range. Benedictine is 0 for 4. We have not seen a free throw in this game today. And for Mid-America, again, it is the absolutely impressive pressure that this defense has brought in this game so far. Ravens have turned it over 6 times in the opening quarter. The basketball belongs to the Lady Ravens. Second quarter underway, and here comes Owen Dieters. She'll bring it over to the right side to Stewart. Back to Owen. You've got to wonder maybe a little bit, can Mid-America maintain the kind of defensive intensity that they have brought into the start of this game? Here's a follow-away shot. Brueggemann for two more. Ronnie Brueggemann, 6 points, leads Benedictine in scoring. Nicole has 4, Dieters 2, Kelly with 2. Ravens are back in this, trading at 21-14. 9:20 to go in the half. Baseline 3, off the mark. No rebound, Hattie Gross. The Ravens have Brueggemann, Gross, Dieters, Stork and Stork right now. Here's Brueggemann, goes to the baseline, draws a double team, and they're going to say she traveled with the basketball. It's two big defenders just surround her, sandwich her down to the baseline, and as she's fighting to get rid of the ball, moves a foot. Benedictine is going to turn it over. 9:10 to go in the opening half. Pioneers back up the floor with the basketball, and here comes Carlson. Grace will work away to the left side in front of Coach Folsom, skips it off on top to Green. Green gets it back behind her. Rogers, she's been blazing hot. She'll go for another three. That one rims off, no good. Nicole will rebound it down, and her upcourt pass is going to be slapped and knocked out of bounds by Gentile. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Mid-America leading a 21-14. They had gone on a 14-0 run after they trailed 8-7. Here's Brueggemann down the left side. Out on top, Nicole passes up the three, goes to Dieters. Here's Kelly, doubled up, passes into the lane. Nicole has the ball reached in. The defender grabs it, and we're going to get a jump ball. It's tied up. Back it will come to Mid-America. Pioneers are going to rotate and bring Zaley Worth back in. Now, remember, Worth, they like having her out there, but they also don't like the fact she's got 2 personal fouls already and 7 minutes of playing time. 8.5 minutes to go in the opening half, and the Pioneers and the home whites come into the forecourt. They'll stop up between the circles, jump to the right side, back it into the lane, back it in, and then reaching in. Kelly just rips the ball away. Here comes Benedictine. Dieters will bring it down to the top of the key, lob it over to Brueggemann. Thinking about the running three, then passes it up. Topside Owen. Back to the right to Kelly. Here's Brueggemann with the basketball. She's guarded closely by Rogers. Aubrey's going to have her hands full trying to stop Brueggemann tonight. Back out on top is Kelly. Dieters has it on the right. 7 on the shot clock. Here's a screen. Dieters 3 buries it. Owen Dieters with 5. And it's 21-17. Ravens back to within 4. And now Benedictine is on a run. They want a 9-0 run. And Mid-America throws the ball to the lane. But Gentile doesn't react and lets it go right by her and out of bounds. And with that, Gentile comes out of the game. And Green comes out of the game. Mid-America has been playing, 7 deep so far? And now we're going to get back into the lineup, Carlson. Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Hattie with it at the free throw line. Goes back door. Nicole twists, turns, leans, shoots. Give her two more. The Poles struck with a half a dozen. And it's a one-possession game, 21-19. 7:20 to go. Benedictine on a huge run. I'm surprised that John Lewis hasn't taken a timeout. With the ball, top side, Mid-America, they'll back into the circle, skip it to the right side of the lane. The drive to the baseline, change of direction, hooking with the free hand, no foul, and the dish left, the shot misses, rebound, BC. Ravens coming up with the basketball and in the backcourt, diving wildly at the ball. We're going to get a foul called on Mid-America, and it'll be on Gracie Carlson. She'll pick up her first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team here at 7 minutes to go in the half. Game moving along at a brisk pace, and the Ravens, who were in trouble, have fought right back in this. Hattie Gross comes to the free throw line, pulls up her dribble, goes to Owen. Dieters right side of the lane, puts up the running shot, missed it. Rebound, Nicole, goes back up, can't get it to ball, draws a foul, coming to the line. Lady Ravens have really kicked up their intensity. They've kicked up their aggressiveness of their play, the hard-nosed attitude of their play. And now the Ravens are going to make the substitution that they normally make at this juncture. Dieters comes out. Kelly Stork comes out. As again, it'll be Moser and Fitzgerald. Nicole's free throw, perfect. And Nicole Stork, with that bucket, has 7 points and one shot away from tying this game back up. It is on its way. Got it. We're starting over at 21. 6:46 to go. And the Lady Ravens down 13 just a few minutes ago have got this game back even. Mancy with it on the left side for Mid-America in front of the BC bench. Rotates it out on top to Carlson. Little left-hand dribble back away, straight away, lines up, hits a three. Big three-point shot. Gracie Carlson, her second three of the game, and it's 24-21, Pioneers. Brueggemann will bring it up the floor. Dribbling with the right hand, holding the left hand aloft, indicating the offensive play. Skips it over to the left side. Fitzgerald, back, it'll come to Brueggemann. Out on top, Hattie squares, goes three, off the back of the rim. And the long rebound cleared away by Carlson. Here comes Mid-America. Into the forecourt with it. Carlson in the pink shoes. We'll skip it over to the left side. It's another three, off the rim once, and then over the backboard. It'll go back to Benedictine. I'm going to tell you what, Audrey Rogers, not afraid to shoot the ball. She is 3 of 5 three-point shooting. And that includes that miss just now. And has 9 points to lead her team in scoring. For Benedictine, Nicole Stork with 8 now. Half a dozen for Brueggemann. Dieters has 5. 5:50 to play in the first half. Brueggemann's pass, taken underneath by Nicole. Kicks it off on top. The three, no. And the long rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. And it will be Mid-America basketball from in the corner. At the base of the Pioneer bench, right in front of the student section that's behind the Pioneer team. 5 and a half to go in the first half. The game for the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. On the right side, Mary Lukert. She has been out of the game for a while. Back to Aubrey. Rogers goes baseline, gets doubled up, kicks it off on top with a three, buried! An unlikely shooter in Grayson Gentile knocking down a three. And Mid-America making a living from the perimeter. They've scored 6 unanswered to go up 27-21. Here's Nicole with it on the left side. Rotates it back out on top. Mosier gets it over to Fitzgerald. Feeds her Nicole. Has the ball knocked away. And she will lose it out of bounds. And Mid-America players leaning on Nicole. They both tumble to the floor. She pushes her to the ground. And we're going to get a media break. We're midway through the second quarter. Time out of the floor at 4:55 to play opening half. It's Mid-America 27, Benedictine 21.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate. And all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Pick between two teams with some very different styles. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun to watch. For Mid-America, it's hard-nosed defense and three-point defensively and offensively three-point shooting. For Benedictine, it's work the ball, run the offense, get the open shot, try to feed it into the middle, take advantage of the good shooting of Kelly and Nicole Stork. And right now, the long-range shooting has taken the lead as Mid-America is absolutely blistering. 7 of 14. They've taken 14 three-point shots. Benedictine has taken half of that. They are 1 of 7 from outside. Here's a feed into the middle, spinning and shooting, and the layup misses. The rebound's going to be tipped out on top. There's a big collision again by Struan across the floor, and it's going to be out of bounds off Mid-America and Gentile. So Grayson Gentile touches it last, and again, the Pioneers are going to go back to that full-court pressure and really defending on the inbound play. It comes into Brueggemann. She's going to be guarded by Rogers, and Aubrey will backpedal as BC comes into the forecourt. Fitzgerald hands it over to Michaela. Bauman on top to Kelly. Stork, back point. 4:20 to go. The pass in the middle is going to be deflected. Taken away by Mid-America. The outlet pass down the floor. Run down the right side with it is going to be Carlson. Green will bring it off on top to Green. She'll try to drive into the lane. Cut off well this time by Kelly. And back to the top side, Mid-America. Gentile, top of the key, over to Rogers with 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Pioneers leading at 27-21. Shot clock at single digits. We don't see that much from Mid-America. They get a shot off, use it pretty quickly. The drive down the left side of the lane. The runner up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Dieters, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to run. The feed down the left side, backing into the lane. Fitzgerald comes out on top to Kelly, gets it back to Owen. Fitzgerald missed that opportunity. She had the defender off her back hip and then does not attack the bucket. Ravens are backing away. 14, 13 on the shot clock. Dieters goes underneath to Kelly. Stork having a hard time. She'll back in. Twist, turn, shot blocked out of bounds. The Raven freshman, Kelly Stork, really having a hard time with the size and the aggressiveness of the Mid-America interior defensive play. Ravens have it in with 6 on the shot clock. They get it to Brueggemann. She'll dribble to the top. Back away with 3. Launch one off the window and is off the rim. No good. Rebound Mid-America. Gentile comes up with a basketball in the Pioneers in the hands of Carlson to go into the forecourt. Up 6. 3:20 to go in the opening half. 27-21. Crowd continues to slowly fill into the gym for this championship game of the conference. The drive down the left side. Changing directions. No room. Up on top. A 3. Fired. Won't go. Rebound. Pulled down by Fitzgerald. Dieters will run into the forecourt. Both teams have been really exerting a lot of energy. Skip pass from Bauman comes out on top to Kyla. Back it comes Dieters on top, and Kyla sets an illegal screen and tries to screen off for Dieters, and it's going to be called for the foul. For Fitzgerald, it'll be her first. For Benedictine, are you ready for this? You think these officials aren't letting them play out here tonight? Well, if you think that, you'd be wrong. They are pretty much going full contact. Fitzgerald's first foul. Each team has only a foul or two in the second quarter. We're down to 2:45 to play in the half. Not a lot of whistles here tonight. They're letting them play it out. Pioneers with a basketball. Beautiful backdoor skip pass. Running layup is going to be up and good from the right side. And Mid-America on another run. That's the bucket for Manzi. Her first points of the game. Mid-America has played 7 players. All of them have gotten on the scoreboard now. 29-21. Been something of a game of runs for these two teams. Now Dieters drives to the baseline and the defender bumps her, and then she finally crashes. They go to the floor and a foul is going to be called on Grace Carlson. For Grace, it'll be foul number 2. Ravens are again going to bring Hattie Gross into the game, and a rare break right now for Riley Brueggemann. She just probably physically needs a moment at 2:18 to go in the half. Dieters will take the inbound, drive inside, reverse play, blocked again! And Dieters ends up on the ground, here comes Mid-America. Pioneers 5-on-4 break. They'll lob underneath to the post, the shot misses, she gets her own board and pushes it back up and in, and Benedictine having a problem answering the size of Cameron Green. 31-21, Mid-America back up by 10. It is the second time the Pioneers have put together this double-digit lead, up 13 earlier, and the Ravens came back. Now up 10. Here's a jump to the outside. No. followed up. Nicole gets it in, gets shoved in the back. They tried to stop her from hitting it. Took it to the bucket and a free throw. At a minute 41 to go. In the opening half, that will be foul number two on Manthe. She will come out of the game. So Mid-America has three players with two fouls each. The free throw for Nicole, perfect. Nicole Stork having a great game for the Lady Ravens. That is her 11th point. It's 31-24, Mid-America. They'll come down the court. Here's a wide open three. Buried again. Another open three. The fourth connected on by Aubrey Rogers. 34-24. And again, the Ravens trail by 10. Bergman was not out of the game long. She's right back out there. And here's Michaela. She'll cut down the left side of the lane, go all the way to the baseline, get in traffic there, feed it inside, trip to the floor, both the defender and Hattie Gross fall to the ground. Again, no fouls are being called here tonight. We're down to the last minute of the opening half. The pass inside, knocked away by Kelly. She's on the floor. The ball's on the floor. And now Kelly reaches in to pull it free. And the officials run up because they're not sure there's not going to be a scuffle out here. Kelly Stork will have her first foul of the game. I think Kelly is getting seasoned, and she's been out there for all game, every game, and it's fantastic. 25-game season that Benedictine has played all year, but she's toughing it up a little bit here tonight. Three-point shot from the outside. Cameron Green hits another one. 37-24. And for the second time, Benedictine in a 13-point deficit. Now we're down to a half a minute before intermission. Nicole will have it on the left side. Lady Ravens are going to need to come out of the locker room at halftime playing hard. Nicole gets down to the baseline, backs in, and they're going to call a jump ball. For Benedictine, in the second half, they will have to be, and I hate the term more physical, but I don't know how better to describe it. They're not going to be able to play that no-contact, graceful kind of game. This is that backyard, playground, church parking lot on the blacktop kind of game. And now we're going to get a foul, and I don't know where that was from. Somewhere in the lane, somebody got pushed in a foul on Mid-America. That is team foul five by the Pioneers. And Kelly Stork, who I've been talking about, has been fighting and battling and getting beat around inside. She's coming to the free throw line. Couple of shots for Kelly. First one's no good. And Kelly Stork, 2 points in the opening quarter, and those are her only points. Ravens are going to get Dieters in the game. I think if Kelly hits this, they will go a little smaller and switch Kelly out and bring Owen in. 19 seconds left in the half. Second free throw is good. 3 points, Kelly Stork. And it's going to be Kelly standing in. It's going to be Michaela coming out for Dieters. Here comes Mid-America, leading by a dozen. 15, 14, 13 seconds left in the half. They're going to look for that final shot. Over to the right side is Gentile. Out on top, Lukert pumps it over to the right side. Aubrey, here she goes again. That one rolls off across the rim. And the Ravens are going to allow it to go out of bounds. And we'll have it in play from deep in the backcourt with 2 seconds left in the first half. So for Benedictine, what? It's a couple of dribbles and a shot has to go up. Nicole will inbound it. So that means they're going to look to throw this ball deep down the floor. They will bring Nicole in because she's got the size and strength to throw that ball a long way if she needs to. And will go all the way across the court to Kelly. And a half-court shot is nowhere close. And that will bring us to halftime. It has been a back-and-forth ball game, and we'll return to summarize it for you. These teams are coming off the floor, headed for the locker room at intermission. The score in Olathe, Mid-America, 37, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 25.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
That's what we hear at the Bell Family Arena on the MNU campus says. These ladies' teams have gone to halftime. Last game of the regular season for all of the teams in the Heart of America Conference is happening right here. All the other games are in the book and done. And this one is for the top spot in the regular season and the number one seed in the conference postseason tournament. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. How about Mid-American? My goodness, Aubrey Rogers with a dozen points, having hit 4 3-point shots. Cameron Green has 9. It drops dramatically then. Grace Carlson, 6. 3 each for Lukert and Gentile. Worth and Manthe, each with 2. For Benedictine, only 4 players got on the scoreboard in the first half, led by Nicole Stork with 11. Riley Brueggemann with a half a dozen, 5 in the ballgame so far for Owen Dieters, and Kelly Stork has the other 3. Looking at some of the numbers and how these teams got to where we have gotten. Lady Ravens hitting 40% of their shots on 10 of 25. Mid-America hitting 47% of their shots on 14 of 30. The outside here is the difference. I mean, it's pretty simple. Mid-America hitting their shots. They are 9 of 18, hitting half of their 3-point shots, and they have hit 9. Benedictine is 1 of 8. They're hitting 12% of their 3-point shots. They have 1. So Mid-America has hit 8 more 3-point shots than Benedictine in the first half. Lady Ravens, though, playing really well and very carefully, have not put the Pioneers on the free throw line at all yet tonight. And BC is good at the line. They are 4 of 5. Benedictine with a rebounding lead, but Mid-America getting off a lot more shots, so that's going to have something to do with that. BC with 6 offensive and 13 defensive rebounds. Well, recognizing some students and folks out here at halftime of the ladies' game, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. We will return to bring you the second half live here on Care Radio. It's a great one. Stay with us. This game is a long way from being over. We'll be back. Second half coming up. But right now with that intermission score here in Olathe, Kansas. Mid-America 37, Benedictine 25. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some fantastic Saturday afternoon halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll return to the Ravens on the road in just a couple of moments. We're in the to-be-announced portion of the season. Currently, I do not have a written score sheet or setups for this next week. I can tell you that we will be having Sports Look with Tom and Gus Kautz on Thursday night. Immediately following this 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. All other games and announcements will be made during the week, during Brandon Tadman's sports reports from the MSC Radio Network. Stay tuned to them. And, of course, go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get the latest local scores, audio of past games produced and aired by the MSC Radio Network, and, of course, those athletes of the week. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the women's scores as I have them.
Natty Fine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
It's been a busy day in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the last day of regular scheduled play. We had Mount Mercy top William Woods in the women's game 61-50. It was Peru State over Central Methodist 86-67. Graceland had a good day over Baker 74-69. William Penn fell to Missouri Valley earlier today with a final score of Missouri Valley 63, William Penn Ladies 41. In the Culver-Stockton-Clark game, it was Culver-Stockton by 4 points with a final of 79-75 Clark. In the Missouri Baptist Park game, Missouri Baptist had a low-scoring win over Park with a final score of Missouri Baptist 53, Park 49. In this game, at the half, the Lady Ravens are trailing with Mid-American Nazarene sitting at 37, Benedictine 25. Taking a look at some of the men's basketball scores in action right now. We have a final in the Mount Mercy-William Woods game. It was Mount Mercy 93 to William Woods 77. Central Methodist beat Peru State 68-49 with about 5 minutes remaining in the second. It is currently Clark up by one, 57 to Culver Stockton's 56. We have a final in the Graceland Baker game. It was Graceland boys or men 92 to Baker 46. And in the William Penn Missouri Valley game, we have a final. It was William Penn 88, Missouri Valley 82. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight under clear skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. Sunny skies and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Mid-30s Monday. Upper 50s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's currently 33 degrees and sunny in downtown Atchison. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 14 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 39%. The feels-like temperature on the skin is 23 degrees, and it's not kidding out there. I've been by the dog park twice today and froze my tail off both times. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.42 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment or so.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Bell Family Arena here on the campus of Mid-America Nazarene in Olathe, Kansas. Part of American Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball in the NAIA. Halftime, and Benedictine finds itself down a dozen. It's 37-25. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, producing and engineering, took all that good care of you at halftime. Well done, Joseph. Thanks so much, man. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and these two teams are exiting the court. They've warmed up a little bit, and we're getting set to go to the second half. For Benedictine to win in this game, going to have to hit them to the shot. 1 of 7 from outside for Mid-America. I mean, there's your number. I keep looking at it. 9 of 18. Not only a phenomenal number, I don't know if that's a sustainable kind of a shooting percentage, but having hit 8 more three-point shots than Benedictine, I mean, the easy math, I went to country school, back to 24 points, and you're down a dozen. So, for the Lady Ravens, they can warm up from the perimeter, keep this team in check, and play some hard-nosed defense. They can stay right in this thing and come back. Last time these two teams met,
on this floor. It was last year in the conference postseason tournament in the championship game in the Lady Ravens. Bumped off an undefeated Mid-America team right here. So they can do it. They know how to do it. They know it's possible to be done because they've been there. So let's see how the second half shakes out. It'll be Mid-America basketball to begin, and we are back underway. Pioneers with the basketball. And Mid-America will be going from left to right here in the second half. They'll feed to the right block, the hook shot off the way to McGood, and as quickly as that, it is going to be up and in, and Cameron Green is now with double figures with 11. 39-25. This is the largest lead for Mid-America tonight. Lady Ravens are going to have their original starting five out there. And here's a three. Won't go. And I will tell you that that three was shot by Kelly Stewart. Okay? Kelly's a pretty good shooter. And I'm going to tell you that there's no question in my mind that Coach said, Kelly, you got to take that three because they have left her wide open, completely undefended. She's being covered up on the player defense by Cameron Green, who's two or three steps off her, I mean, way off of her, 8 feet away, giving her that shot, and Kelly has not taken one until right there. Now, a pass down to the baseline. The cutter didn't go there, and the ball's going to fly out of bounds untouched. It'll be Raven basketball. Nicole will put it in against full court pressure with 9:11 to go in the third quarter, and the Ravens down by some 14 points. It comes into Bergman. She's going to be guarded by Aubrey Rogers up the floor, and BC back on offense. Riley with it up top side. Nicole leads Benedictine in scoring with 11. Riley, the next leading scorer with only 6. Three two-point shots. Nothing from the outside for her. Here's a feed underneath to Bergman. Gets cut off by Luker. Drives across. Kicks it underneath. And a wide-open layup is good by Kelly. She's got 5, and it's 39-27. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. That was a nice job by Bergman. The defense collapsed on her. She found the open player down at the baseline, got her the ball. That was a good alert play. Now, again, backing in. And again, scooping and swooping and scoring. And the Ravens having a hard time underneath stopping Cameron Green. She's already got 4 in the third quarter. Now 13 in the ballgame. 8 minutes to go, and BC they'll have their pass to the baseline slapped out of bounds. It will belong to the Lady Ravens at their baseline to the left side of the lane. Shot clock at 21. Dieters will bring it in, lob it out on top to Kelly. Kicks it over to Michaela. Brugman will have it on the right side. Again, guarded by Rogers. The player defense is very hands-on. Now Dieters will go in. The defender shoves her from behind. Stops the layup, but does commit the foul. That is probably a big one. We'll see how it shakes out as Grace Carlson collects her third foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And with that, Carlson will exit the floor, and back into the lineup is going to come Grace and Gentile. Ravens coming to the free throw line. Owen Dieters, she has the only three-point bucket for Benedictine in the game. And she will hit her first of two free throws. It is now 41-28. Second free throw, rims off no good, and backing away and pushing and shoving it. The ball's going to go out of bounds. And Worth just threw her arms out and just kept backing in and backing into the Raven player behind her, just shoved her backward. Looked like Mike Allstott out there. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America to basketball, Lukert to Rogers. Rogers will play off the screen, defended by Dieters. Comes back off to the top. The lob underneath, the ball batted away. It's going to be punched back out on top. Rescued by Rogers. She'll go in with the runner and put it up and in. Rogers, 14 points. And the Ravens now in some trouble, trying to get 43-28. BC shot up, no good. And down 15, Benedictine is back on defense. The upcourt pass slapped out of bounds by Bauman. And for Mid-America, they feel like, and I think they may be right, they have an advantage in the middle as they continue to feed the ball to Cameron Green. Cameron with 11 points. We get a push. We get a foul. Fisher's coming over. He's kind of confused at who he's going to be on. It's going to be on Nicole Stork. It will be her second. That is the... She's the first Raven player to have more than one. First, second half foul for Benedictine. Mid-America will bring it out on top to the right wing. Again, the drive in, the drop of the shoulder, push it in, shove it in, leaning in, twisting, turning. How many steps do you get? And they're going to call a foul? Oh, my. Incredible call by the official. And it will be the first foul by Ronnie Brueggemann. Benedictine team foul two of the third quarter. 7:05 to go in the third. Mid-America with a basketball and a 15-point lead. They lob it in down low. And as it comes in, we get a timeout. Bank taking a break, so shall we. 7:05 to go, third quarter in Olathe. Lady Pioneers, 43, Benedictine 28.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We got the men's game coming up after this one in our college basketball doubleheader this evening. Right now, the Lady Ravens are going to come out on the court, and they're going to still have that starting five out there. Riley Owen, Michaela Kelly, and Nicole. 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers will be inbounding it at their baseline. It's going to come way out topside. And here's a three. That's an air ball. All of our teammates coming over to console Aubrey Rogers, who's already hit four threes in the game. And now Dieters gets doubled up in the backcourt. She gets it to Stork. And how about Nicole bringing it up the floor? Gets it across the timeline. Out on top to Kelly. Right side to Brueggemann. Here's Dieters on top. And we get an offensive foul on Kelly Stork, who is trying to provide a screen. The defender kept going around her. And again, Kelly struggling out there a little bit tonight. It'll be the second foul for Kelly Stork. It'll be Benedict's third quarter foul. And again, at 6:46 to go in the third, here comes Mid-America up 15. They bring it across. Rogers skips it over to the right side. They'll go baseline left, back and in. Little backdoor pass. It's going to go out of bounds, and they'll say it's off Michaela. So Mid-America will have it back in. Pioneers are going to take Sammy Worth out of the game, and Mackenzie Manthe will come in. Coach Lewis from Mid-America has only played seven players tonight. Benedictine has played eight. And now on the inbound, the Ravens look to wrench the ball free. We're going to get a jump ball called possession. Lady Ravens. That was some good hustle and some of the aggressive kind of defense. The BC is going to have to find themselves playing with 6:28 to go in a game where they trail by 15. And again, they're going to have to get the ball to Nicole, who inbounds it, and then back to Nicole to get it up the floor. Double teaming. Owen Dieters in the backcourt. She tries to get it into the forecourt. Skip pass to the left side, down to the block, reaching around. The ball batted away. It's going to be saved by Michaela. Comes out on top. Brueggemann starts right, drives left, goes in, goes up, and we get an offensive foul on Brueggemann. Yep. Riley Brueggemann, foul number two. Benedictine team foul four. And Brueggemann comes out of the game. Bozier will check in. Also into the game, Hattie Gross. So Moser, Gross, Dieter, Stork, and Stork are the Raven five. Rogers up court with it. 5:55 to play in the third.
out on top. Rogers plays around the screen, backs away, looks it over to the edge, 15 on the shot clock, and we get a whistle off the ball. And another foul on Benedictine. Yep. Not going to be on Benedictine. Another foul on Mid-America. And again, it's the screens and the aggressiveness of it. This is going to be the first foul of the game for Cameron Green. Ravens up the floor. Moser has it on top. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine, making no inroads at all, have scored only 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Moser will drive down, gets pushed. It's going to go out of bounds. No foul. The ball off Moser's hand. Back it comes to the Pioneers. Benedictine just unable to find any offense. Only 28 points, and they are 25 minutes into the game. 43-28, Mid-America in front. Again, here comes Rogers working on Dieter. She tries to slap the ball away. Rogers able to backpedal and get it out of her reach. They'll go back door into the lane. Spinning shot is going to be up and off the mark. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Hattie Gross clears down the board. Here comes Dieter. Reaches it down the right side. Outlet Kelly. Goes in. Goes up. Transition bucket for the Lady Ravens. Stork has 7. 43-30 at 4:50 to go. The ball up top side, twist and turn and again, no travel. Here's an 18-foot shot, off the mark, rebound, knocking around, people all over the floor, and no fouls called. 3 players on the hardwood, and now BC's going to come down with the basketball. Dieters will go to the other end of the floor. She gets mugged underneath the goal. No official calls anything, and then they're going to say it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Lady Raven basketball. My goodness, we are enjoying full contact basketball at its finest here this afternoon as we get a media break. Taking a timeout. 4:31 to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball finds Mid-America leading Benedictine 43-30.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here in Olathe. .431 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers leading at 43-30 over Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. BC with it up top side. Now it's going to be knocked away. Stolen by Mid-America. Pioneers back up court with the basketball. Way up top side with it. It's going to be Carlson. Grace is slow dribbling it way up high. We're going to get Patty. She rolls around to the left side. Brings it off on top again. They look to the middle. There's nothing there. Wide open shot. Rogers gets another 3. Right in front of Dieters. Just launches it up and in. Aubrey Rogers hits her 5th 3 of the game. 18 points this afternoon. 46-30. Mid-America, this is now their largest lead. Dieters will sidestep. Shoot a 3 that's far too short. Rebounded underneath by Gross. She gets knocked to the floor. We're hoping she's okay. Now the official from the far side is going to walk over here. And I think we're actually getting a foul call. How about that? We have not seen many. It will be the 4th foul on Grace Carlson. Grace has 4. Worth with 2, Manthi with 2, and Green with 1. That is the foul situation for Mid-America on the game. 3:40 to go, third quarter. The ball comes into Kelly Stork. Shook him out on top. Driving to the right side, Hattie. Puts it on its way. Nicely done! Hattie goes for 2. Picking up her first points of the afternoon. 46-32, Mid-America. With a 3.5 minute to go in the third quarter mark. To the free throw line, it's going to come to Green. And to the outside, and another 3.
Watson hit that one by Carlson. It is her third three of the game. 49-32. 3 minutes to go in the third. 1, 2, 3 bodies on the floor. Mid-America up court with the basketball, and it's going to be stolen back by Dieters. She'll drive, pull up, 13-footer, missed it. Rebound underneath by Kelly. With three defenders pushing her, she cannot get the shot to fall. And apparently one of them is going to be calling for the foul. 2:53 to go third quarter. Bergman back into the game. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Cameron Green. Ravens coming to the line. Kelly is one of two there tonight. The Pioneer crowd making some racket. Kelly is now one of three at the line. One more shot coming up for the freshman from Adel, Iowa. Benedictson down by some 17 now. Second free throw is good. 49-33. Checking out Lady Raven 5 out there. We've got Hattie Gross and Nicole Stork, Kyla Fitzgerald, Diana Moser, and Riley Brueggemann. Here's another three. Up and good for Mid-America. Carlson, 52-33. 2.5 to go. And Lady Ravens can't get it to fall. Back up with it, Mid-America. We're on the verge of a boat race here in Olathe tonight. At 2:20 to play in the game, it's a 19-point Pioneer lead. They'll drive down the left side by no one in front. Driving it undefended with the layup. And finally, a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break as Grace Carlson scores again. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. A 21-point lead. It's Mid-America 54, Benedictine 33.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
To go in the third quarter, and for the Lady Ravens, well, it's going to take a little bit of magic, trailing here by 21 points, 54-33. And for Mid-America, the shooting goes hard to get much better. They are 12 of 22. They're hitting 55% of their three-point shots. Benedictine, 1 of 11. That is a 9% clip. Hard to win championship games, hitting 9%. And some nights, that's just what happens. 2:14 to go, and the Ravens coming up the floor with the basketball. Here's Bergman. Kicks it over to Moser. She will drive into the lane. Skips it down low to Nicole, who didn't expect the ball. Now there's players all over the floor. We get a whistle. They will call a jump ball. Possession, Bank. 2:04 to go in the third. They towel down the floor a little bit. And Benedictine will apply a little token pressure on the up court. No difficulty at all for Carlson, who's been out there playing for a long time with four fouls. She's got as many fouls pretty much as the rest of the team. And now the ball's going to be dislodged. Raymond's coming up with it. They took it away from Lukert. Here comes Moser. Stops on top. No help. Finally, Brueggemann comes back to give her somewhere to go with the ball. Left side to Fitzgerald. 1.5 to go in the third quarter. Hattie Gross with it. BC taking a lot of time off the clock. And why wouldn't you? You need a bucket. You need to get a good look. Brueggemann gets pushed by Carlson. Backs away. Goes three. Doesn't hit it. Lady Ravens are now 1 of 12. Here comes Mid-America. Coming up with a defensive rebound is Cameron Green. 1:15 to go in the third. Aubrey with the ball. Rogers will work her way over to the right side. Spin on the right foot. Bump it over to the left side, off the block. Back and in is Green, back and in. Working through Nicole, shoots it up short. And Nicole coming up with a rebound. Lady Ravens back up the floor. Brogham down the right side. Inside the last minute at quarter three. Hattie Gross gets it into Nicole. On the floor once. Two defenders reach in. Grab her. Grab the ball. It goes out of bounds. They will say it belongs to Benedictine. Again, no foul calls. As the Pioneers are going to bring Manthe back into the game. And it's a smart time to take Carlson out. With 49 seconds to go in the third quarter, they don't want her fouling out in the third if they can help that. And so they will prevent it by taking her out of the game. Here's Brueggemann. Running shot up and good. Riley Brueggemann. Hitting her first point of the second half with a half a minute to go in the third quarter. It is 54-35. Rogers with it between the circles. Brueggemann in front of her. Shot clock at 18. Game clock at 25. Here's Lukert. Back it'll come to Rogers. Way up top side, Manthe. Shot clock at 8. Rogers from 17. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Going to be knocked away. Saved by Benedictine. Nice hustle by Fitzgerald. And now a collision in the backcourt. Diving for the ball. And that has been largely accepted through the course of the game. But this time it's going to result in a foul by Aubrey Rogers. And oddly enough, it'll be her first of the night. And it will send Benedictine to the free throw line with 8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Coming to the line, Brueggemann. And again, as odd as that, oddly, we're going to get Grace Carlson back in the game with four fouls and 8 seconds to go in the third. Free throw by Brueggemann. Nope. BC is 6 of 10 at the free throw line now. And that one is good. 54-36. Mid-America with 8-7. Into the forecourt with 5. Out on top with 3. An uncontested 3. Of course it's good. No one steps in front to defend that wide open shot. And Aubrey Rogers will make you pay. She's made you pay 6 times in this game. She's got 6 threes as we come to the end of the third quarter. Going to the fourth in Olathe. Pioneers 57. Benedictine 36.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Mid-America continues to be led by Aubrey Rogers, now with 20 points. Aubrey is 6 of 9 three-point shooting, 7 of 11 on the game, and again, 20 points. Grace Carlson has 14. She's 4 of 6 three-point shooting. 13 points for Cameron Green, and Cameron hit the only three-point shot she has taken tonight. And then it falls all the way to Lukert and Gentile, 3 apiece. Worth and Manthe with 2 each. For Benedictine, double digits for Nicole. She has 11 but did not score in the third quarter. Had 11 at halftime. Here's Benedictine with a basketball to begin the fourth quarter. We'll see what kind of an effort they make coming back. And the pass comes in the middle of Kelly. She's bumped, knocked to the floor. The ball dislodged, and here comes Mid-America off the Raven turnover. 9:40 to play, third quarter. Mid-America goes back door and an easy layup for Lukert. Mary's 5th point of the game, 59-36. Now a 23-point lead. Benedictine going to hope to get this thing maybe back to within single digits. Backdoor pass going to be blocked away from Dieters. She gets knocked down. No foul up the floor. Here comes Mid-America. Into the forecourt, Carlson. Peter's reaching in now. She's just really frustrated. Slapping at the ball and not calling a foul on her either. I'm not saying they're calling any unfair number of fouls. It's just allowing a lot more contact. And here's a drive down to the baseline, and we will get a foul. It is going to be on Michaela Bauman, her first of the night. Pioneers are going to be coming to the free throw line and stepping to the stripes. Aubrey Rogers, first team all-conference player for this year. They haven't, by the way, they haven't voted on that. I'm just telling you. Potential conference player of the year. Free throw. Good. 21 now for Aubrey Rogers. Benedictine still has that starting five out there. Bergman, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Second free throw will not go in. Nicole rebounds it down. 60-36. 8:40 to go. Dieters has it right side. Out on top, Nicole. Over to the left. Here's Bauman. She doesn't get the three to fall. Rebound, Nicole. Follows. Rolls, and it goes in. Nicole Stork picking up her first points in the second half. 60-38. 8.5 minutes left. And as the ball gets across midcourt, a very angry John Lewis, who's yelling at his players, calls a timeout. Let's take a break. 8:27 to go in the game. Mid-America leading at 60-38.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Our man Joseph at the Hit Radio Sports Studios tonight. Tom Counts with the hearing. Bell Family Arena in the Olathe, Kansas. We're 8:27 to go in the ladies' game, and our guys' game still coming your way. So don't go away. Lots more hoops on care here this evening. Guys' game will be the final game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the regular season. All the teams will be done. And for BC, not going to make any changes. Same five out there. Riley Owen, Michaela, Kelly, and Nicole. Mid-America's going to bring it in. They'll run a little motion now. Keeping the ball up topside. Benedictine has switched. How about this? Have they gone zone here? Now, Bergman gets thrown to the floor, and there's a foul, and John Lewis chases the official to midcourt. 8:15 to go. That will be the second foul of the game on Mid-America's Grayson Gentile. Pioneers with a comfortable lead. Benedictine up the floor. Here's Brueggemann. Over to the right side, Michaela. She comes out on top. Dieters feeds in the middle to Nicole. She'll back in. Kicks it off on top again. Could not, just can't get the shot away over the defender inside. And again, so Nicole does go up with the shot that time and gets rejected and thrown to the floor. And they'll say the Mid-America player coming out with the basketball had her foot on the baseline. So the Ravens are going to get it back in. And again, the official comes over this time and tells Coach Lewis, please, don't come up across the court like that. They request him returning, and he is at the end of the scorer's table now. 7:50 to play. Dieters finding nowhere to go, finally gets it into Bergman. Bergman in the corner, cuts across the lane, dribbles away all the way back out to the top. Two on the shot clock. She'll cut loose with a three that does not fall. And Mid-America sweeps down the rebound. Here come the Pioneers. 7.5 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine, 1 of 13 three-point shooting now. Here's a pass into the middle. A little travel. No, we're going to get a foul on maybe on Dieters. It will be Owen Dieters' second to foul. Mid-America is going to pull Gentile out of the game and get that starting five back out there. With 7:26 to go, leading it by, some 22 now. They have led by as many as 24. There's a shot from the top for three. Does not go in. But Mid-America is going to come down with the rebound Here's another three for Mary off the rim, and it's going to hit and go up and over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in. An uncommon miss for Aubrey Rogers. Inside 7 minutes to play. Benedictine with 2 fourth-quarter points after scoring only 11 in the third quarter. And now, as Kelly gets knocked to the floor, the Mid-America player, again, emulating the staff, throws her arms in the air and storms off the floor. As Bailey Worth fouls out of the game. We have 6:49 to play. Checking in finally is going to be Gentile. 60-38. Ravens are going to have it in, trailing in the game. It comes in. Here's a baseline shot. And it won't go. And we're going to have a foul on Benedictine. Off the ball, wave off the shot. It's going to be on Nicole Stork. Got her for three. 3 fouls to go with the 13 points tonight. Only two of them have come in the second half. Benedictine has scored 14 second-half points. And the pass stolen by Dieters. Gets it away to Michaela. Here comes Bauman. Feeds to Stork. Drives in the lane. Back out on top. Brueggemann just can't get the shot away. She wants to shoot. And Rogers' defense is there. Her shot is an air ball. It's about 3 feet wide to the right side. It goes out of bounds on a hop. 6:26 to play. Mid-America will again inbound it for the backcourt. And it'll be Rogers bringing it in to Carlson. Back it comes to Rogers. At midcourt. Feeds it over to the left side. A diving effort by Kelly Short. Slaps the ball away from Green. It goes out of bounds back to Mid-America. Kelly Stork out of the ball game and returning to the floor for the Lady Ravens. It will be Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla with no points in the game tonight. 6:15 to play. The long cross-court pass, and we're going to have Nicole Stork coming over to defend it, making contact, and she's going to be whistled for a foul. So, for Nicole, that will be her fourth foul, and I suspect she will come out and entering the contest for the first time this afternoon. We're going to get Benedictine Senior out of Manhattan, Kansas. Here comes Grace Dixon. Six-10 to go. Rogers goes to the left side to Lukert. Back out on top. They work it around the perimeter a little bit. Carlson in the middle. It's going to be taken away, and they're going to call a jump ball. 6:01 to go in the game. 60-38. Mid-America, it's going to be put in play at their offensive end. Some confusion. Rogers would look to bring it in. Looking. Hits it way out on top, and now the pass batted away in the middle, and we're going to get a foul called. It'll be on Brueggemann, and she will have her third. 5:57 to go this fourth quarter. Taken a little time. Glad to have you here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Free throw. Rolls out. So Grace Gentile, who has only 3 points on a three-point shot in the second quarter, will miss the first but hit the second. 61-38. Neither of these teams putting any points on the board here in this fourth quarter. Ravens over on the right side. Will feed underneath. Brueggemann with three defenders hanging on her, and she's going to get called for travel. 5:42 to go. Coach Folsom's asking for a clarification. The official says, I call it a jump ball. That's all the clarification he needed. 5:40 to go. The official was kind of funny. Said, Coach is like, there's a travel in the backcourt. That was just a seventh grade error. And Coach Lewis is up and screaming. He is standing on the Rocky Lamar autograph now, yelling at his player for traveling. 5.5 minutes to play, and the Ravens will have it in again at midcourt. Here's Kyla for three. No. Rebound, tipped around. Brueggemann boards it down in the lane, gets thrown to the floor, and a jump ball. 5:26 to go. Going to need an hourglass to keep time here in this fourth quarter. Not a stopwatch. It is taking so long. So many stops to play. Here's a baseline three for Dieters. Well short. Rebound Mid-America. Pioneers coming up the court with it. Carlson throws it down the floor. And a wide open layup by Green. She had raced to the other end of the court. No one had followed her down there and left all alone. Was able to knock that one down, making it 63-48. And now the lead is 25. Here's Brueggemann for two. No. Rebound Mid-America. And now the foul on Michaela trying to get the rebound. So Michaela Bauman, second foul. It'll be the Ravens' fifth, and we will make the stroll to the other end of the floor where a game moving along pretty slowly at this juncture is going to become slower yet as we're going to see a lot of free throws. Kelly and Nicole checking in at the scorer's table. I don't know why he blew the horn. It's going to be a two-shot foul. And oddly, they're going to make the substitutions prior to the first shot. I don't understand the mechanics of that. And Mid-America's going to make a substitution. So they're going to might as well let them all come in at this point. Now Coach Lewis is beefing. He's like, why are you doing that? Why are you bringing them in now? The official comes over, throws his arm around the small of the back of Coach Lewis and is explaining something to him. As the first free throw by Aubrey Rogers is up and good, and she collects her 22nd point of the night. Traditionally, mechanically, that would be the time that those subs would have come in. Second free throw does not go in. Brueggemann rebounds it down, and she'll bring it up the floor for Benedictine. Maybe for the first time tonight, the Mid-America defense is going to drop back and pick up in the forecourt. Brueggemann is going to have it up on top. Skip pass Nicole to Kelly. Backs in. Pushes it back out on top. Passes up the inside shot. And now Kelly gets punched in the side of the head. The ball is on the floor. The officials are going to call a jump ball. Possession Mid-America. 4:35 to go. 64-38. Pioneers in front. And once more, it will be Aubrey Rogers with the inbound. She'll weave it up the floor. Kick it to the left. A three. Up. And doesn't go in. Brueggemann is going to rebound it down. And instead of throwing it to Dieter, she just throws it to the other end of the court and out of bounds underneath the basket. 4:19 left. Brueggemann comes out of the game. So for the Ravens now, Michaela Bauman will guard on the upcourt plate. Dieters and Moser will be at the wings and down at the baseline, Stork and Stork. 4 minutes to go. Mid-America with the ball, up by now 26. Goes into the lane, wide left, rebound, Nicole to Owen. Dieters brings it up to Moser. Topside Dieters, out on top Stork, around to the right to Bauman. Dieters with a little bit of a head fake, goes in between two defenders and knocks it down. How about that? Owen Dieters has 8 points. And Benedictine has their fourth point of the fourth quarter. And we are at 3.5 minutes left in the game. Benedictine has absolutely not scored here tonight. Not going to see 50. Here's a lob over to the left side. Mid-America back on top. Backing in, elbow and shoulder into the chin of Kelly. And we're going to get an offensive foul this time. That has happened pretty typically as the evening has unfolded. And this is going to be the third foul on Cameron Green. Benedictine into the forecourt. And once more, she's had to do a lot of times, as they had to do, because it's certainly atypical. And then Nicole Stork bringing the ball up court for BC. And a pass to the left side, right into the hands of a Mid-America player. And Rogers again up the floor for the Pioneers. 2:50 left. Here's Lukert. Around to the left side. Mid-America is very obviously a seven deep kind of a team. We've seen seven this evening. Here's a cut to the left. Back on top. Uncontested three. No. Long rebound. Bauman. Makeda to Owen. Ravens are 2-on-3. They'll lay it back all alone. Moser's three. Quite short. Does hit the front of the rim and a rebound back to Aubrey Rogers, who will bring it up the floor. 2:20 to go in the game. 64-40. Mid-America out front. With this one long locked up. Pass back over to the left. Here's a three. There it is. 3-point shot for Mackenzie Manthe. And it looks like Coach Folsom is going to go to the bench. And for Benedictine, Brace is going to come back in here in a minute. Here's Moser driving into the lane. The defender reaches in, grabs a ball. Jump ball called again. Moser comes over, complains to the official, who shrugs his shoulders at her and says, I don't know what to tell you. Are we going to get a timeout, or are we just going to have players in and out? It will have no timeout. It is just going to be some substitutions. End of the game for Benedictine. We're going to get Lily Martin. Lily Martin, the freshman from Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita. Also into the game, we're going to get Maggie Torber, the sophomore from Blue Rapids, Kansas. Topside is going to be Moser. We've also got Grace Dixon back out there and Nicole Stork. Nicole goes three. Off the window for Nicole Stork. It's a three. 67-43. 1:20 left. And Mid-America is still a seven deep kind of a team. So look into the middle, not a lot of room. The drive left, the ball batted away. Now in the lane, it's dislodged. Fight for the basketball. No 3-second call. Nope. Here's a three from the outside. It's going to be short. Rebound Benedictine. And they're going to say it was a shot clock violation because that shot was nowhere close. And now, with 58 seconds to go, the Pioneers are going to go to the bench. Let me see if we can pick up the names. We don't know them. It's Bella Perez, a 5-foot senior from Linwood, Kansas. 45 seconds ago, Moser to the baseline, feeds in the middle, right into the hands of a defender, and she's able to steal it back. Skip inside, twisting, turning, shot blocked, out of bounds, Raven ball. 40 seconds left in the regular season on the women's side of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The crowd's very subdued. The Raven fans, heartbroken. The Mid-America fans, bored with having led for the entire game. Here's a baseline shot. 7 for three for Moser. Her first points of the game. Half a minute to play. 67-46. Back out on top with it. That is going to be Perez. She'll get it over to Annabelle Rakers, a 5'6" freshman. Perez drives right. Working on Torber. Into the corner it goes. And back on top. Shot clock to three. At two. The shot. Out the mark. Rebound Benedictine. And here comes Maggie and the Ravens. Are they going to bring it up the floor? No, the official said it's a shot clock violation. I mean, it didn't draw iron, but I thought she rebounded it before time had elapsed. So the Ravens are going to have 7 seconds. And now the officials are stopping the game. And, oh, Mid-America's making a substitution. Here we go. We're going to get Hannah Cooley out there. Hannah transferred in here from the Person College, a 5'4" sophomore. Oh, another one. Coming into the game for Mid-America, Kennedy Sherrick, a 5'6" junior from the University of Illinois, Chicago. They're both dashing into the ball game. And one more coming in. They're going to bring Grayson. They're going to bring Grayson Gentile back in. All right, substitutions. And a 21-point game with 7 seconds to go. Fitzgerald's asking officials, are you going to give me the ball? Nobody seems to know what the holdup is. And there it goes. Comes into Maggie. Torber brings it up. Hoping the Ravens take a shot. 3 seconds to Maggie. Got to fool around, not get one off, and that's it. Final score tonight. Mid-America, 67. Benedictine, 46. We'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
That's what we hear in Olathe, Kansas. Wrapping up the ladies' game. Mid-America winning it here tonight at Pioneers. Latest scoring by Aubrey Rogers with 22, 15 for Cameron Green, and 14 in the ballgame for Grace Carlson. They paced the way for the Pioneers tonight for Benedictine. A 13 game. The winning streak snaps. They go to 22-6. They are 18-2 in the conference. And we're led tonight by Nicole Stork with 16 points. Benedictine ended up shooting 18 of 50, 36%, 3 of 20 from outside. Mid-America hit 25 of 53, 47%, and 14 of 30. 47% from three-point range. So, Mid-America shot very well. And the guys, the good news for the guys' game coming up next is they're going to have new nets because we're going to be a little bit of time. They got the ladders and the scissors out as the Pioneers are cutting the nets down. And they are Heart of America Athletic Conference champions for this season. We'll be back with the guys' game here in a little bit. But right now, again, final score in the ladies' contest, Mid-America winning at 67-46. We'll be back. In the meantime, we're putting you in the very capable hands of Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio. Men's game coming up soon.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.